There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Geek Trippin'.
Right then, it's time to get our bags packed and head off on another musical adventure. And this week, it's in the direction of a country that everybody's been talking about of late. In fact, it was the buzz kind of country at the Arabian travel market just a couple of weeks ago.
I had an email from, you know, the guy who came on our show to talk about this country.
Oh, we're going to hear him again today.
Yeah. Well, the PR person who was looking after him sent an email to say that was a really great interview.
Really?
I didn't send it on to you. I didn't think you
No, I was going to say they never sent anything to me. Anyway, whatever. Who are we going to see? Remember these guys? I'm gonna get ready for success. Shaping me up for the big time, baby. Get ready for success. Shaping it up for your love. Yeah. She says hello.
She's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
Didn't they make great pop music? A little bit like ABBA. It was the next generation of ABBA.
They're not one of my favourite bands, but they're one of the bands that as soon as a song comes on from them, it takes you straight back, for me, to my childhood and it being on in the house.
Right.
And I have been to see them. Like, I went to the Trade Centre when they came to Dubai.
Okay.
They had this weird violin, like, violin strobe band on before them. It was bizarre. But I went with all my girlfriends and we had a great night.
Yeah, they are amazing. I've got a story and we want to hear your stories. If you've seen Roxette or any connections with Roxette, you know, maybe your mother had lunch with Per Gessle from Roxette. We want to hear from you. But I've got quite a story. When I used to be on 92, when I was a lot younger.
Although you don't have to be young to be on there, do you?
No, not really. But, you know, I was talking 20 years ago now. We ran a competition with one of the record companies out here to actually go and see Roxette in concert in Stockholm.
Wow. That's a pretty good competition.
At a small venue where they were launching their brand new album. So it wasn't like, you know, a full-on kind of stadium concert. This was invited guests only. So it was a big deal. Anyway, we ran the competition and there was a winner. And the winner could take someone with them. So she took her sister. And I went, accompanied them on this trip.
Hang on, did they need that? Because these days, someone wins something, they just go themselves.
No, but the reason I was going was to interview Roxette.
Right.
That was the reason I was going along there. So anyway, we all set off on the plane with, you know, the person from the record company. We arrive in Stockholm, everything going swimmingly well. And they said, meet us in the lobby at, I think it was 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, something like that. I'll meet in the lobby and we're off to go and see Roxette. And then Mark will do the interview after, you see. So, we meet in the lobby and they come and pick us up. And we arrive at this lovely venue. But I'm kind of looking through the windows. I can see sound technicians winding wires up and pulling speakers off the stage and keyboards coming off. And I'm thinking, strange, you know, maybe it was a support act and, you know, Roxette's on later. Anyway, we get in the venue. Basically, we'd miss the show. So we travelled all the way from Dubai and actually missed the show, which, you know, was not really good form. Anyway,
that's terrible.
So, I'm not finished yet. So what they rearranged the interview for the day after, and they told me it said don't say that you missed the show to Roxette.
Oh,
you've got to say that you saw the show and that it was fantastic and everything. So yeah, I did. I interviewed Roxette the day after. They're lovely people, very nice people, and told them, oh, I so enjoyed your performance and you know, good luck for the new album and everything. But also, not on top of all that, missing the show and interviewing Roxette, because they felt so bad that we'd missed the show, the record company, because it was kind of their fault, they actually got us tickets for the night after to go and see Eric Clapton, who to be appearing live in
wow.
Stockholm. Yeah, so we got to see Eric Clapton instead, which I thought was, you know, a fair old trade, really.
But you've never been to see Roxette then?
No, I never actually saw them. No. I met them and interviewed them, but I've never actually seen them perform live.
That's a great story. I might clip that and then tweet it to Roxette.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it is a good story, isn't it? But yeah, if you've been to see Roxette, we want to know about it. We want to hear from you, what it was like, or, you know, any other connections that you might have, because this is where we're off gig tripping. They're going to be appearing in Finland. In Helsinki.
Oh, I love the thought of going to Finland right now after talking about it at ATM.
Exactly. They're going to be performing in Finland at the Espoo Metro Arena on Saturday, November the 3rd. So I thought I've got to pick this gig and put it together for us. They're Sweden's biggest musical export after ABBA. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah.
And so Per Gessle, he's the man behind the music. And here he is talking about the singer Maria Fredriksson. She was quite ill for some time, but she's come back with the band. And here he is just talking about how amazing a singer she is.
She's a fantastic singer still. Of course, we're all getting older, so I mean, your voice changed a bit. But she's a really, really great singer, of course. Performance-wise, I think the band has become... It's a slightly different band today than we had 20 years ago. In the old days, we tried to more or less duplicate the productions from the records. You know, we used a lot of sequences and things on stage. Today it's a different story. We are a very organic band. We're a much more guitar driven power pop band these days, 100% live. We don't use any tricks at all on stage, which makes it so much more fun for us, because sometimes, you know, some songs like Joyride or The Look becomes a little longer or shorter depending on the mood, you know, depending on the crowd, depending on the band. So it's much more organic and much more for real, which is a tradition that, you know, we come from. We started playing in the late 70s, very influenced by the new wave thing and the guitar-driven pop from America and from England. So it feels like it's going back to square one a bit.
Yeah, that's Per Gessle. He writes all the music. He puts it all together. He's a brilliant musician. And he was asked, you know, of all the songs he's written, like the Joyride there, You Got the Look, does he have any favourites?
Well, there are so many favourite songs, you know. I think we released about 55 singles over the years. And I think if I should pick one song, it's still The Look. I think The Look still sounds like... a big hit record, you know. Even if someone would have recorded that song today, it would have become a hit record, because it's got all the ingredients in there and it stands out in the crowd and it still sounds like nothing else, you know. I think that is actually one of the things with Roxette, that there is some sort of a timeless appeal to what we do. Roxette is a very homegrown band in a way. We did everything out of Stockholm. I wrote the songs. We played on the records ourselves, produced ourselves together with Clarence Overman, used Swedish musicians. As soon as we had made it big in the States, everyone wanted us to, you should go to LA, you should live in LA or New York, working with American producers. But we never did that. So we stayed at home and sort of expanded and created our own identity out of Stockholm. And I think that's what makes us stand out in the crowd when you listen to the music, especially on The Look.
I like that, don't you? You know, that people were kind of pushing him to go to the States, you know, the music capital of the world, and yet he stayed in Stockholm where he wanted to make his music.
Yeah, no, I do like that.
Now, he was also asked, you know, they've definitely got a distinctive sound of Roxette. You know as soon as you hear it that it's them. How did he create that Roxette sound?
Well, we didn't really think about it in those days. You know, it was just something that happened. It was a natural... We created that sound. You know, Jonas Isaksson's guitar playing, Clarence's production, and my songs, and Marie's style of singing, and my voice, which is pretty peculiar. You know, all these things put together became a unique sound. And it was just something that happened along the way. You know, if you listen to the first Roxette album before our breakthrough, parts of it are there already, but not really. You know, it's first on the Look Sharp album where you really had the distinct Roxette sound, and it became even more so on Joyride and on, you know, all those songs, the album Crash Boom Bang as well. So it's something that just happened.
It's so distinctive as well. I could tell you within the first three beats a Roxette song.
Yeah, and that's why I compare them with ABBA, because you can do that with ABBA as well. And I don't know, they've just got this Swedish kind of sound that...
You know what they need to not do then?
What?
Make a film about Roxette, because that ruined ABBA for me.
Oh, when they did Mamma Mia, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they've had an incredible career, and I suppose they've got some amazing memories. And he was asked, what are some of the career highlights for Roxette?
Well, they're obviously very... So many highlights, you know. We never expected this kind of international success at all to begin with. I mean, when you think about it, in the 80s, we had our separate careers working in Swedish, and we got together, as Roxette, to mix my songs with Marie's voice. That was the whole idea. And the dream was basically to be able to do something outside of Sweden, going to Norway or Denmark or Germany. But, you know, and we tried a bit for a couple of years, and nothing happened until, you know, the first country where we had made it big outside of Sweden was America, which was like, of course, a door opener to everything. So, I mean, that in itself is, of course, the biggest highlight of our career, to be able to do that, cross over. But then, of course, those years, like 1988 to 1995, we worked constantly touring and recording all over the world until Marie got her second child, so she wanted to take a break for a couple of years. And I think it was for over 4 years in a row, we never left the singles chart in America, which is amazing. So you took all those songs. When you're doing things like that for many years, you take everything, you take success for granted, because it's a part of your normal life. But of course, there will always be a tomorrow when it's going to end. And for us, we took a break, came back again in 99 with Have a Nice Day and all those songs from that album, Stars and Wish I Could Fly. But, you know, and then also you have the touring side of it all. We've always been a live band. We come from a live tradition, even before Roxette. We toured a lot, which also made us stand out a bit in the crowd, because in the 80s, lots of the top 40 artists didn't really work that well live, like Milli Vanilli or whatever, you know. It's lots of other artists that came from a different kind of, you know, different angle, so to speak. So I mean, we were always very comfortable on stage, and which meant that we could tour all over the world, and we played all those football stadiums in South America and Europe. Really cool.
Yeah, really cool. Per Gessler, then. He's the man behind the music when it comes to rock sets.
I think you take success for granted.
Me?
Yeah. One day you'll come in and they'll say, we got sick of the way you say hair. You got to go.
Well, maybe. Who knows? That day will come eventually. We're going to come back and look more at gig tripping. We're going to be hearing from someone who really knows his onions when it comes to Finland. And also checking out how we're going to fly there on a new flight that's being launched.
Gig tripping.
Indeed, we are gig tripping to see these guys.
Listening to all those songs again, would I be crazy to buy the record? Because it's good, isn't it?
Well, it's good quality pop music. There's no two ways about it. And Maria Fredriksson, the singer, has got a great voice. No, I mean, that song was epic when it came out. Must have been Love was played everywhere. You know, it was almost like another Power of Love. A huge tune.
The tissues that would have been used whilst people cried to that song, eh?
Exactly.
Landfill.
Yeah, definitely. So, gig tripping to see Roxette, who made so much good music. Sweden's biggest musical export after ABBA. There's no two ways about that. And they're going to be performing Saturday, November the 3rd at the Espoo Metro Arena in Finland, in Helsinki.
Did I tell you that all my LPs are in the shipping container?
Really?
Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
I do need some new ones.
How many have you got?
Probably 200, I want to say.
200? 200 vinyl albums?
Yeah.
Could be at the bottom of the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That has made me... I need to go and have a lie down now. We're off to see Roxette. And we were just at the Arabian Travel Market, of course, a couple of weeks ago. And I caught up with Jehan Effendi, who's the Senior Vice President for Commercial Operations for Flydubai here in this region. And he told me a bit more about the route that they're opening to Helsinki.
Yesterday we announced our operations to Helsinki, Finland, which we're starting 11th of October. It will be a daily operation by our 737 MAX aircraft with the flatbed business class seats. And it's the first time the UAE carrier actually going to fly, connect UAE with Finland. And in general, during summer, there are no flights, so we're going to be the airline which would offer Finland during summer period as well, basically around the year.
Yeah, it seems to be the the buzz destination at the moment is Finland. Of course, they're here for the first time this year.
Yes, they are. I mean, obviously, they are exploring Middle East as the growing market, as the growing source market. Plus, Finland itself has a lot to offer. I mean, very interesting tourist opportunities are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that flight, it was announced that they're going to be launching direct flights to Helsinki. I looked on the website, and it's not too expensive either to fly to Finland.
No, I mean, it was coming in when we were at ATM, I worked it out, and it was just around 2,000 dirhams.
Yeah, well, I found flights for a little less than that, 1,375.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Return?
Yeah.
You come back as well for that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you do.
That's
amazing, yeah. That is.
So, great price for that one. So I checked out a few places as well and found a nice renovated apartment. I loved it. A studio apartment, so it's not big, but it does have a balcony and an alcove. It was renovated earlier on this year, and it's really convenient. It's 12 minutes to the city centre and to the airport by train. You can also, it's a five-minute walk to Malmi Station. And there's lots of good restaurants, great connections as well all over Helsinki. So that came in at 132 dirhams a night.
This is a cheap trip.
It is. It's going to be a very cheap trip. It's going to be great. Now, a ticket for the gig as well, 214 dirhams.
When is the gig again?
The gig is on November the 3rd, which is Saturday night.
You know what you've not thought about for this? Weather.
Well, it might be a bit chilly, yeah. Mm. It could be a little bit chilly. In fact, it will be. It will be chilly. But there's loads of saunas that you can go in and... You
keep
know,
warm.
Keep warm in the sauna, yeah. Now, also, while we're at the Arabian Travel Market, Timu Oloa was the representative from Finland, and he came to talk to us, didn't he? And you got an email about it.
Yeah, PR guy. It's a very good interview. They loved it.
They loved it. Right. Well, we're going to hear some little bits from that interview. And we started off by asking Timu, that Finland is perceived as being a really happy country. And we asked him why.
Well, of course, Finland, why we see a happy country, of course, it's the safeness of its educational system, the healthcare. But from the travel perspective, I think there are many reasons why we are happy. It's the clean air, it's the nature. 80% of Finland is covered in forests, so you don't have to go far from the cities that you are already surrounded by the nature. The lakelands, the archipelago, the Lapland, all to see and discover. It's really something, and also spending time with your family on a cottage or by the lake, just enjoying, relaxing. It's cool, it makes you really happy.
What is the pace of life like in Finland? I mean, we live in Dubai and it's really fast-paced. Everyone's busy all the time, working late, working weekends. What's it like living in Finland?
Well, of course, I'd like to say opposite in a way. It is more quiet, but of course, it's a busy daily life what you live in. But then again, when you have time to relax, people indeed, they escape the cities. They want to spend time in the nature, and there are 500,000 cottages in Finland, so there's a second home for many of us. You know about saunas, 3 million saunas in Finland, so even in the cities when you want to relax after the workday, in an apartment you might have a sauna, so you just go there
saunas.
And...
Yeah, amazing. Can't go wrong with that, can you? 3 million of them.
No!
So we're going to come back on Gig Tripping. We're going to hear more from Timu, from the Finland tourism people, about things that we can actually get up to while we're going to the gig for Roxette.
Gig Tripping.
Yeah, we're getting our bags packed. We're heading off to Finland to see these guys.
What in the world can make a
Yeah, so we're off on that joyride to go along and see Roxette. They're going to be performing in Finland at the Espoo Metro Arena on Saturday, November the 3rd. Fly Dubai are going to be flying there then direct, of course. And we did a little bit of sums there. 1,375 dirhams one way, and then you pay 640 coming back.
Had right? to double check that, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, double checks it, yeah. So there you go, that's your fly. Looking at the apartments, found a lovely little place just 12 minutes from the city centre on the train at 132 dirhams a night, and a ticket for the gig came in at 214 dirhams. Now, as we mentioned, when we were at the Arabian Travel Market, we were talking to Timo Haloa, who's from the Finland Tourism Board, and he was very happy to be there. Just before the news, he told us about what a happy country Finland actually is. And he also told us about some of the winter and some of the summer attractions that we can get up to in Finland.
Well, of course, we are most known of the Northern Lights, so, and the winter destinations, snow-related activities, husky safaris, reindeer safaris, meeting one and own Santa Claus. That is, of course, one unique thing to put in your bucket list. How do you know it? Santa Claus rides with the reindeer, and reindeers are from Finland, so that's your proof for the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And the summer, is it really warm?
It is nice. It's nice. 2025. It's perfect for outdoor activities. And for the summer, what is unique? Winter, Northern Lights. For the summer, it's a midnight sun. So we know that this market is active 24 hours. So you can be active in the sunlight. And for Finland, the sun, it's not about heat so much. It's more about the light.
You said activities in summer. What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, of course, you can do various type of activities, whether it's canoeing or spending time on the lakeside,
yeah.
Just walking in the nature, pure nature. It's a everyman right to pick berries from the forests. So you just go there and pick fresh berries or mushrooms. So, of course, all types of boating, you just name it.
Picking up your fresh berries. You'd like that?
I would like that. One day I want to live somewhere where I can just grow stuff and not have to give anyone any money for stuff.
Yeah, what if somebody came in your garden and were nicking your berries?
Oh, I'd have them, Mark. I'd have them.
I think you would. Yeah, so Finland is the place. And we mentioned it a bit earlier on, but saunas are a big deal in Finland.
It's sort of a trend now in bigger cities in Finland that there are more and more these type of trendy city saunas. So it's, of course, there are different types of saunas. We enjoy the cottage type of a sauna, but then again, why not have a sauna in just next to a restaurant, and it's a really trendy place, and people go there. It's for everybody, basically. Even those who haven't experienced the sauna before, they might think they have some thoughts about the sauna. So these places, you really can go and of course have your swimwear on and enjoy the time in heat in a sauna. So it's brilliant.
Why not?
I know you've had thoughts about the sauna.
Yeah, I've been to a few.
I've been to a sauna as well.
Yeah.
We've not been to a sauna.
I mean, if it's too hot, it can kind of feel a bit strange.
You know what I worry about?
If they lock the door.
Fainting. No, fainting in there.
Yeah.
And no one realising. People just thinking you're relaxing and closing your eyes.
And you've actually passed that. Yeah. Now, as well as Helsinki, Turku is another very interesting place that we actually learnt about.
Well, Turku as such, it's our old capital of Finland. So there's a lot of old architecture, the castle of Turku. But it's also really a nice gateway to the archipelago. It's I'd say the best archipelago is just outside Turku, so you don't have to go far with the ferry or with the sailboat to really experience the archipelago. But there's also outside Turku, there's a sort of a ring road, so you can take a minivan, for example, or self-drive on a ring road. It's connected with bridges and small ferries, five islands. In one day you can do this. You can stop for a lunch, or even if you want to spend a night over in a cottage, you can do that. So it's a beautiful way to explore the archipelago.
So there it is then. Finland, off to see Roxette gig tripping this week. If you stay in the Airbnb that I chatted about and you fly on Fly Dubai, you can make this gig happen, incredibly, for 3,121 dirhams.
And if you're going to Finland, something you have to Google and have a little look into, it's not open yet, but it will be, is Super She Island. It looks incredible. No men allowed.
Gig tripping.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.